Hey everyone, I am Amber, and I just wanted to share with you some updates on the Maricopa County election audit. And I wanted to let you know we did, Maricopa County did get the judge to say, hey, the Senate has absolute authority and can take over and look at the ballots and the machines and everything. Okay, so we got that about a little over a week ago, The judge said yes a little over a week ago. Things are moving. It's just slow. Government's not super fast. Government's slow. And so things are moving. They are getting a forensic audit team together and it will go through. There is so much support from the people and there's a lot of pressure on the legislature to get this done. And they said they will do it. And we are 100% confident that's going to get done. It's just slow. It's just slow. But I was told last night, we will know things sooner than later. So in the very near future, things will be revealed to the people. Right now, they are still doing whatever they're doing. They're keeping things close. They're looking into this, right? They can't just come out and say things without getting everything together, getting all their ducks in a row. But they said sooner rather than later, things are going to be revealed and the curtain's going to be lifted and information's going to be coming out. So I want you to know, be hopeful that hopefully within the month, hopefully, I know before summertime, we're going to know something. So in the very near future, we're going to learn things are moving forward. So be happy and rejoice in that. Also, there's a lot of recalls going on in Arizona. The governor's being recalled. The secretary of state's being recalled. The superintendent of education's being recalled. There's a senator in the Arizona Senate being recalled. All the county board of supervisors are being recalled. And to my knowledge, I think one member in the House of Representatives in the state is being recalled. So people are not taking politics as usual anymore. And this should be a good thing. I mean, Governor Gavin Newsom in California got recalled. And so the signatures are going forward in full force in Maricopa County. Things are going really well. So we expect to have a whole new change in the government in Arizona, which is going to be very refreshing because servant leadership's gone in government and that needs to stop. There's a handful in the Arizona state legislature that are true patriots, that are servant leaders, that care about what the people say, and they vote based on what their constituents said. Now they're getting bombarded. Between November and today, they have over 14,000 emails. Normally they average in a month, 1,000. They've had over 14,000 emails since November. So it means a lot to, there's, like I said, a good core of Republicans in the legislature that listen to their constituents and do what the constituents want, and they're true patriots. So if their constituents feel like something went awry, they're going to give their constituents the peace of mind knowing there's going to be a free and fair election from going forward. And they're going to prove that. So this is one step closer to them proving that, because very few places in the nation, there's been some like Atrium County, Michigan. Oh, there's another place and I can't think of the name. There is another place that had something similar to Maricopa County where there was a count recall and they had found that the votes got switched when they did a hand recount. And now the Senate's going to do a forensic audit. And I just don't remember the state, but that's going on. So lots are happening. And in Maricopa County, now we don't know for sure. Okay. We don't know for sure, but there were ballots found in the trash shredded at the voting facilities. And a patriot found it and opened up the bag that was tossed out. And they're looking into it. Now, that might not be the 2020 election. We don't know what those ballots are. It's getting investigated. They're kind of taping them together to see if those ballots had anything to do with the 2020 election. So that's still to be determined. But things are moving forward in Maricopa County, and they're moving forward really well. So I want to give you guys hope. And hey, if you want to know what to do, you should follow the steps of people in Maricopa County. It only took two people, maybe five people from last night, what I was told, five people to start recalls together. No, it's not business as usual anymore with politicians. If you are not serving your people, you're going to be outed. Okay, that's it. You're not doing what your people ask you. It's government for the people, by the people. And if you are the people and your government's not doing what you, the people, want them to do, you're the boss. Get them out. I know it sounds really big. Okay, every task does sound huge, and I totally understand. But five people started the recall, and it's just exploded in Maricopa County. And if it exploded in Maricopa County, it can explode where you live. Just like in California, Gavin Newsom's gone. Done. There's a recall vote that's going to happen. He's finished. And this is going to start a trend across the United States. So if you're fed up or wondering what you can do is collect signatures. Even if it's just two forms in Arizona, that's like 30 names. You can't get 30 names in your neighborhood. I'm sure you can. And yes, does it take time? Sure. But the time of sitting by on the sideline, watching things happen is gone, because if you sit and you watch, your country is gone. So you have to get involved. Get involved with your committeemen, your precinct committeemen. Go to the monthly meetings there. That's how you get involved. Start a recall, or if there is a recall, get involved and go and get one of those petitions and go around your neighborhood. Get two. It's only 30 names. At least here in Arizona, it's only 30 names per form, or 15 per form. Per form, so a total of 30. Okay, that helps. And if everyone did two, you would have the recalls in no time, the signatures needed in no time. So here's how you get involved. Go to your precinct committee meetings once a month. That should be an easy thing to do, right? If there's a recall, or if there's not a recall and you're fed up with your politician, start a recall. And then it's going to snowball, because more people are going to feel like how you feel. And then got to keep in contact with your reps. Have to. I mean, I am in constant contact with my reps, so I know what's going on in the state capitol, because I'm in constant connection with my reps. And email them, and email all of them. Let them know that, hey, we're watching you and we don't like what we're doing, or this is what we want to happen. The second you stop getting involved is when the nation falls apart. And I think that's what we've seen. We've just got on the sidelines for so long, not getting involved, just complaining in our living room, thinking voting was all we needed to do. But we realized actually it was kind of a miracle that the voting happened the way it did in 2020. So if there's problems, we can fix them, right? Because everybody wants a free and fair election, because that's what matters, is our vote. And that's a God-given right in our Constitution that we get to elect our leaders to represent us. And the whole world is watching Arizona to see what happens. But things will be happening soon. So what can you do? Again, precinct committee, start a recall if your elected officials aren't being servant leaders. Go ahead and sign up to collect signatures, and get involved in like local groups that might feel the same way you are, that are very patriotic. Because when you're together in unity, then you can feel hopeful. You guys can pray together over your nation. That's another thing you can do, is pray over your elected officials in Arizona. The ones, the core that are really good members in the legislature, are getting beat up on all sides, and it's not been easy. It's been actually really scary, especially with the cancel culture. And so you have these Goliaths, these big, huge giants in front of us with the cancel culture, with the threats, with the other side trying to sue members of our legislature. I mean, you can't even have a voice anymore. It's scary. It's all the way around, and people are being threatened. Their lives are being threatened. Can you believe that? In the United States of America, people feel threatened and don't feel safe to go back to their own residence. It's just crazy. I can't even believe in this country that that's even a thing. In other countries, yeah, of course, because they don't have freedoms. But you have to get involved. If you're a parent, you need to get involved in your school board meetings. You need to get involved with and contact your superintendents of your school if you haven't been happy with the way the school is. And if you're not happy with the curriculum that's being taught, if you're not happy with the indoctrination that's being taught to your child, you know, I think the school should be apolitical, but it's not. School should be about the reading, learning how to do grammar, learning how to structure a sentence, learning how to read, how to do calculations and math. Those are the things the school should be teaching. Anything else is a family issue. Love should have no dealing with the school. Love has nothing to do with education. Who you love is a family issue. It's a personal issue. It is not a school issue. You know, politics and stuff and your sexuality, that is not a school issue. That has nothing to do with education. That's indoctrination. And if Christians aren't allowed to teach the Bible in school, any other indoctrination should not be allowed in school. What's good for one is good for all, right? So if you allow Christianity back in the school, then okay, I could see that you would want allow other things in the school. Not that I personally agree with it, but okay, if you're going to be fair, but it's not fair. Prayer is taken out of school. People aren't learning the Pledge of Allegiance. I can't even believe kids these days probably don't even know the pledge. So if you're not happy with what's going on in your school, it's up to you. And I know it's a time thing. I totally get it. It's a time thing. It's consuming. It's like, where do you're working and you're trying to take care of your kids, and how are you going to find time to get to the school board? And how are you going to find time to contact the superintendent? It's not easy, and I'm not telling you it is, but if it's important to you, you're going to find a way somehow, some way to advocate for your child. I just think the way the government's handled everything with our children and education is just poor. It's awful. But those are things you can do. So take heart. Things are going well. God is in control. God is moving. You might not see it right now. It might not be totally evident, but God is moving. If you get in some groups that are, find some groups in your, wherever you're at, with like-minded people, with your people, with people that are just like you, and you'll get hope and you'll realize God's moving in these people. God's moving in those people's hearts. And pretty soon things change because God's moving in our country. You just watch, God is doing amazing things. It might not be on your time, but it's on God's time. And God's time is always the perfect and right time. So things are happening. Things are moving. Don't be dismayed, but you cannot sit on the sidelines anymore. That's impossible. You have to make phone calls. You have to get involved. You got to go to meetings. You got to get involved in groups. You got to do something. You can't just sit there and let somebody else do it. Because if you let someone else do it, the nation's going to fall apart. Your state. Just worry about your state. Who cares about DC? Don't worry about DC. Every state has state rights. Okay. And your state and your state government has more say over your life than Washington, DC. Washington, DC will worry about itself, but right now get your state right. Because if you're strong as state, then we can fix DC, but we can't fix DC until your state is strong and right. Okay, got to get the right people in elected positions in your state. And so when your state's good, then we can worry about DC, but your state has its own state rights. It can make its own laws, and you can still live in freedom under your state, no matter what DC says. So take an example of marijuana, right? Washington, D.C., the federal law says it is illegal to consume or possess marijuana, but there are many states in this nation where it is legal to consume and possess marijuana. Boom. It's just an example of how the government, the federal government, can say what they want, but it's really the states that are most important. Originally in the Constitution, the state was the federal government was to protect the nation. Okay. That was their main focus, protect the nation, and then keep things like kind of even as far as like have the same currency, allow trade interstate, you know, things like that. But they think that they're all that and they have all this power, but truly it's where the states have the most power, and the biggest branch of the government that has the most power is the legislative branch, because they are the branch of the people. So you have to keep those people feet to the fire and say, hey, this is what I expect of you. These are things I want you to pass, and don't let up on it. Like Arizona in Maricopa County alone, in our state legislature, 14,000 emails since November. And I guarantee you the County Board of Supervisors have been bombarded with emails and phone calls, but they have done nothing and they have not reached out to any of their constituents. In fact, they spread a lot of lies. So you cannot believe what the County Board of Supervisors in Maricopa County says, because they just lie. That's all they know how to do is lie. And they don't get back to their constituents. They're not doing their job. And that's why they're being recalled. They did not show their people a true forensic audit. What they did is they had someone come and look at the machines. This is what their audit was. Look at the machines just to make sure that their machines were working. They had no intention to do a true forensic audit. They just called it that. That way they could look good and maybe get the heat off their back, but they didn't do a true forensic audit. They just had a company come and make sure that their machines work. We know they work, but the people in Maricopa County want to know that their vote was free and fair. And you can only give the people that reassurance when you show them all the cards. When you say, okay, we've been through every single ballot. We went through all the software and hardware of this machine, and these are the results we found. And when you do that, then you give the people the peace of mind that they want. And it's so frustrating because government across the nation haven't been doing that. That's all people wanted. They just wanted to make sure that they had a free and fair election. And that's the only way to do that. And when you hide it and when you cover it up and you don't let it happen, then you get suspicious. And you're like, how come you guys aren't just showing us the cards, showing us everything? Because when you don't show people stuff and when you try to hide things, then people are like, you're trying to pull one over on me. So Maricopa, the Arizona legislature, bravo for fighting. And they fought hard because those County Board of Supervisors weren't going to give in and weren't listening to their authority. In fact, they were thumbing their nose up at that authority. They were not following through with subpoenas. And you know what? When a government official doesn't fall under the same laws you and I fall under, they got to go. I'm sorry, they have to go. Because if it's good enough for you, it's good enough for me. If it's good enough for the goose, it's good enough for the gander. If I have to follow a subpoena and I have to show up to court with a subpoena and I have to provide evidence with a subpoena, otherwise I go to jail, so do you as an elected official. Am I right? They were not doing that. They had a subpoena and they were just ignoring the subpoena. Like nothing can happen to me because I'm a Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. That's not true. And the judge showed that the legislature has the right to subpoena and they can enforce the subpoena. And so when your elected officials aren't even following the law, they don't deserve to be elected officials. And that right there is one way they broke the law. They need to be gone. And I can not wait. And I'm sure the rest of the county or the rest of the state and the rest of the nation can't wait to see those guys leave office. And I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that once you get recalled, you can't run for office again. I hope that's true, because if you've been recalled, I don't think you deserve to be in office again. Well, I hope I gave you some hope. Everything's going well. Don't dismay. It is going slow. Everyone knows it's going slow, but they need to make sure everything's done right. Okay. And before I know, based on last night, it's going to happen sooner than we think. Okay. So just want to give you some hope. Take care.